It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro. Ah!
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right, yeah. It's our first joke of 2016. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Okay. By the way, I should remind people that Orion Samuelson, who normally comes in right around this time every morning, he starts a little bit later on our radio station now.
Yeah, he deserves to sleep in.
He's going to sleep in only because, you know, the guy's in his 80s and he's had a, you know, open heart surgery.
Right.
So he's actually going to start a little bit later in the 9 o'clock-ish hour. So he won't be doing his biz/weather report on our show anymore, which I'm sad about. But it leads into my show now leads into the opening bell.
There you go.
With Steve Grzanich. And Steve will be here for the first ever episode of the opening bell. And every morning, Steve is going to give you all the business news and hot stories that you need. And that's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And that's coming up right after this. So Esmeralda now is going to be sticking around. Because I need to talk to somebody now that Orion's not here.
Yeah, Orion's gone, so Orion's I'm his here. Replacement, sort of.
That's right.
Which is not... I
so
don't
you have
like...
to call me young man.
Yeah, I'll just start talking in Orion's voice.
There you go. All right. So anyway, that's a change here at GN. And Orion is obviously still going to be a part of our family here. But he's taking a little... he's going to start a little bit later and take a little more time off. And the opening bell will start after 5. All right, but that... means my dad is here, and it's the first joke of 2016. Let me say good morning to my dad. Hey, Dad.
Morning, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
Good. How's Ma?
Fine.
All right. Fine?
And the joke is, three men dying went to heaven. Upon their arrival, St. Peter asked the first man if he was faithful to his wife. The man admitted to two affairs during the marriage. St. Peter said he could only receive a compact car to drive in heaven. He asked the second man the same question. The second man said, I had one affair. St. Peter told me he was given a mid-sized car to drive in heaven. And the third man was asked about his faithfulness, and he told St. Peter he'd been true to his wife until the day he died. St. Peter praised him and gave him a luxury car. A week later, the three were driving around, all stopped at a red light. The men in the compact car and the mid-sized car turned to see the man in the luxury car crying. They asked, what could possibly be wrong? After all, you're driving a luxury car. He said, well, I just passed my wife, he said, and she was on a skateboard.
All right. All right.
Esmeralda and Dan are both laughing very hard.
That was good. I like it.
Nice way to kick off 2016,
right,
Dad.
Have a great day.
All right, buddy, you too. We got another year of jokes with my dad. she was riding a skateboard. Man, poor guy.
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
First one or two. Good way to kick Dan. Don't you think that was a good way to kick off the year?
Yeah, solid.
Solid way to kick off my dad's jokes for 2016. Wow. See, now you're going to be here in studio with me on Mondays.
And I can react.
You can react to my dad's jokes. Jokes are always funnier if you have an audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's kind of how that works.
Oh, okay.
You just kinda tell jokes on your own. But
there you go. All right, well, thank you, Esmeralda. All right, we're going to break here.